Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I was looking into it. Three quarters of these people will see their healthcare premiums double. Live in states where you won in the last election. I mean, even here in Florida has the highest number of residents on Obamacare in the country.
And I'm saying we can fix it, Nora.
You have helped end these government shutdowns in the past when they came about. And you did it by bringing
them. I'm very good at it. But I'm not going to do it by extortion. I'm not going to do it by being extorted by the Democrats who have lost their way. There's something wrong with these people.
So then what happens on November 15th when the troops don't get a paycheck?
Schumer is a basket case, and he has nothing to lose. He's become, I just left Japan, he's become a kamikaze pilot.
Sounds like it's not going to get solved, the shutdown.
It's going to get solved, yeah. Oh, it's going to get solved.
How?
We'll get it solved. Eventually, they're going to have to vote.
You're saying the Democrats will capitulate.
I think they have to. And if they don't vote, that's their problem. Now, I happen to agree with something else. I think we should do the nuclear option. This is a totally different nuclear, by the way. It's called ending the filibuster.
A totally different nuclear, by the way. That's what President Trump said in his interview with 60 Minutes and Nora O'Donnell. I watched that interview, and it was really truncated. I think it was maybe 27 minutes in total what they actually got on the air. The whole video has been posted, so you can watch it unedited. I haven't had that kind of time on my hands. But he says that he'd like to see the Republicans go nuclear. What the heck does that mean? We were talking about it a little bit in the last segment, but let's get Ryan Schmelz on with us, Fox News Radio, Capitol Hill, and White House correspondent, and our window into the Capitol. Ryan, welcome back to the show. It's good to see you.
Always great to be on. Happy Halloween.
Yes, happy Halloween. We're going to talk about Ryan Schmelz's Halloween costume here in a minute. But first, something even more scary. The government shutdown continues. This is day 30. What is it? 34? 33 or something like that?
34. Then tomorrow we tie the record for longest government shutdown in history.
I'm just thinking about doing a Trump impression, which I can't do, which is why I stopped myself. But longest shutdown ever by the Democrats. What's at stake as every day goes on? My understanding is that it does hurt a little bit more for the country exponentially. So talk to us about where we are right now on day 34.
Well, I think we've hit a number of key deadlines here. You had the SNAP benefits run out over the weekend, so that's going to impact millions of people who rely on SNAP to buy groceries. I believe that's 1 in 8 Americans who do that. Then you also have the fact that TSA workers, air traffic controllers, different government employees like that who are deemed essential have not gotten a paycheck and are starting to miss their paychecks. So we are starting to see significant backups at airports across the country and significant ground delays. And, you know, October was a unique month. It's a month where I think a lot of the travel has to do with football related. And those are kind of some of the big events. But now you still have football season well into effect. But then also we're getting into holiday travel season.
Yeah.
So even just a few backups at the airports are going to be a problem for that. But when you're talking about nationwide air traffic controllers who are already understaffed, by the way, potentially calling out sick or just not showing up to work because they're not getting a paycheck, this is going to really add up really soon.
So Ryan Schmell speaking with us right now. Is it in your estimation, based on conversations with people in the hallways there in Congress and what you're experiencing, are the Republicans or the Democrats, or maybe both of them, are they starting to feel the heat even more so than when this started, or do they seem pretty resolute on each side?
I think both sides are definitely feeling the heat in some capacity, especially when they're back home in their districts. Now, I think both sides, from what we've seen, have at least for the most part stayed true to their arguments, and Republicans haven't really seemed keen on budging. Now, what's interesting is that I think you do start to see a few cracks on the Democrat side. Take Josh Gottheimer. He is a Democrat from a swing district in New Jersey. He said that he believes the deal that Leader Thune has laid out, which is a vote or a guarantee of a vote on the extension of the Affordable Care Act tax credits in exchange for reopening the government, is a fair deal. I pressed Leader Jeffries about this last week when Gottheimer first made those comments. He said, well, let me make it very clear to you. There are no cracks within the Democrat side, even though pretty clearly Gottheimer is one of the people who is cracking. And then you also have John Fetterman, the senator from Pennsylvania, who has been very critical of his party for the fact that the government is still shut down. So you see three Democrats each and every time they brought this bill to reopen the government back up, voting with Republicans over and over again. You haven't seen any more join them, but the question is, will that change as this continues?
Ryan Schmell is speaking with us right now, Fox News Radio, Capitol Hill, and White House correspondent. So, Ryan, the way these things generally play out, give us a little bit of the behind the scenes. Of course, you got 100 people in the Senate, 435 people in the House, and you see a lot of the same faces, generally speaking, being the messenger for the party. But of course, there are a lot of different votes individually. Everybody's vote is equal to the next person who's in each of those chambers. How does leadership of each party work with the entire caucus that they have to ensure that they are, as you talked about, like being airtight on support for whatever the party message actually is? Because we see in the Senate, the Democrats, Chuck Schumer doesn't have Fetterman on a leash. And I wonder how many of the other Democrats that are out there might kind of hear what Fetterman is saying and be like, man, I agree with that, but I'm not going to cross Chuck Schumer. And then maybe same thing on the side of the Republicans. Maybe there are some Republicans in the Senate. We know some purple state senators who sometimes vote with the Democrats who might think, I really think we should talk about health care and extend the subsidies. How do leadership in each of these parties work with the members in their caucus to make sure that everybody is heard and represented?
Well, they have meetings all the time. There's a once a week conference meeting that House Republicans have. Then you have a once a week caucus meeting that House Democrats have. There's usually a lunch just about every day on the Senate side for each side. So there's these meetings that go on, and there's leadership behind the scenes too. House Republicans have been having a press call just about every week on the government shutdown. There's been some who are questioning whether or not they should stay out of town and keep this streak going, or if they should get Speaker Johnson to bring the House back and ultimately start voting on other bills or trying to pass appropriations bills. That's probably where the biggest crack is on the Republican side, at least on the House. You've seen Marjorie Taylor Greene pretty aggressively against this. And what's also noticeable is that every time they have one of these conference calls, everything that happens in those meetings leaks out. And Speaker Johnson has started to joke about that, where it's like, well, half the reporters in this room were on our conference call last week. So it's become a known thing. And, you know, I would say Republicans are still pretty united for the most part on the messaging around the shutdown. They call it the Schumer shutdown. They have remain pretty firm on, well, the Democrats could just reopen the government anytime, because a lot of these Republicans voted for something that they don't like voting for, which is a clean extension of government funding, especially when the spending levels that they're approving are Biden-era spending levels. But a lot of them swallowed that pill in order to support President Trump and support their party leadership. So Republicans have stayed pretty firm on that. There's probably some dissent on the Republican side about what they ultimately should do about the Affordable Care Act tax credits. But it seems like, for the most part, they're still united on the simple message of, well, we passed our bill, we did our job, the Democrats need to join us and reopen the government.
We're speaking with Ryan Schmelz with Fox News Radio. He's the Capitol Hill and White House correspondent. Several messages on our YouTube chat that are listening along with our conversation here who are pointing out that Arizona representative-elect. And we've seen the Democrats begging Johnson, Speaker Johnson, to swear her in to her seat, which would obviously plus one up for the Democrats on their side of the aisle in the House. Speaker Johnson says, was it the Pelosi rule that he said he was following, that he was going to follow the precedent set by potentially now retiring Speaker or former Speaker Nancy Pelosi?
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Say we'll swear her in when the government reopens. Give us the facts in the matter.
Yeah, so you have Adelita Grijalva. She won a special election to replace her father, who passed away. She has been kind of waiting in limbo and hasn't officially been sworn in to become an official member of Congress. The Pelosi rule that Speaker Johnson is referencing happened with Julia Letlow. She is a congresswoman. Her husband died during COVID, and she won a special election to replace him in the House of Representatives. It took a number of days. I believe it was longer than what we've seen with Adelita Grijalva until she was finally sworn in. So Speaker Johnson has made the argument that she will get sworn in, Grijalva will, when the House is back in session. But of course, there's the big elephant in the room, which is that if she is sworn in, she will be the last signature needed on the petition for the bill that would force the release of the Epstein files or compel the release of the Epstein files in the House. They need one more signature to bypass Speaker Johnson on the discharge petition and bring that bill to the floor. So, of course, because Speaker Johnson has kept the House out pretty much throughout the duration of this shutdown, Democrats are trying to make this argument that Speaker Johnson is afraid that if he swears in Grijalva, then that bill is going to get brought to the floor and there's nothing he can do about it.
Can we talk a little bit more about what that petition is? First and foremost, are all of the signatures on that petition Democrats? Is it bipartisan in any way?
It is bipartisan. Yes. So you have Marjorie Taylor Greene, Thomas Massey, Nancy Mace, and a couple of other Republicans who have signed on to this. Pretty much the rule is that if you get to 218 signatures, you can put what's called a discharge petition on the floor, get the necessary amount of signatures, and then whatever bill you are filing that discharge petition for, leadership on whatever party controls the House, the Speaker of the House essentially cannot stop that bill from getting a vote. So this has barely ever happened before. The discharge petitions are extremely rare. So this is one of the first discharge petitions that's really gotten every single Democrat vote and then enough Republican votes on board with it in order for it to essentially be at the point where it's about to get brought to the floor when Adelita Grijalva gets sworn in. So it's a very rare political tool, but it has been talked about quite a lot, and now you're seeing it at a point where we, for the first time in a while, could see a bill forced onto the floor and the Speaker of the House can't do anything about it.
It's really interesting, and it is bipartisan. And I want to get down a little bit more in depth, too, on what we're talking about actually happening here. You're talking about the filing of the petition to bypass the speaker. The bill gets on the floor. I think I heard you say Epstein files. Now everybody yes. hears that, and then they just start running into each other and into walls because everybody goes crazy with their hands flailing in the air, and they're saying, release the Epstein files. Mm-hmm. And I am always asking myself, what are the Epstein files? Because yeah. we've been talking about this for a really long time. So specific to this petition that is bipartisan, one commenter said that it was initiated by Thomas Massie. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So it was initiated by a Republican. All the Democrats and a few Republicans, like you said, it's a very unusual circumstance in the House. At the end of the day, if they're successful, will there be Epstein files that are released, and what could be contained or what is anticipated in those files that maybe Speaker Johnson would be saying, I would like to hold off on that story right now?
Right. Well, there's a lot of disagreements, I think, about what the bill ultimately will do, because if you ask House Republicans who aren't signing on to it, they'll say, well, the Oversight Committee is doing what it has to do. We're getting a lot of the Epstein files released as soon as a lot of the sensitive information, victims' names, victims' addresses, etc., are redacted. And then ultimately, eventually that information will get released and made public. And Republicans in the House believe this is the right way to do it. They believe they're doing this the right way. They believe they're getting cooperation from the Department of Justice. The Democrat argument, or the argument that others are making, is that there are significant redactions that are in what the documents the House Republicans are getting are, and that's getting to the point of it's pretty much making some of this information unlegible, and you can't read what's in there and whatnot. So Democrats think that if this bill passes, then they'll be able to get a more transparent case of the Epstein files, and that will paint pretty much the broader picture here. So there's a lot of back and forth about what ultimately the bill will do, what ultimately is being released by the Department of Justice, and whether or not what the Trump administration is doing through the DOJ and getting these files out is the right way to do it or not.
So when we release the Epstein files, does it go to just those in Congress, or does it go to Annie Frye sitting in St. Louis for me to peruse? Yeah.
So I believe the way it's been working right now is that first it goes to the House Oversight Committee. They're allowed to review it. Then they can make it public. That's pretty much how it's been working so far, I believe.
And then the one other question that I want to ask you, and I don't know how in depth you have studied this, but I'm sure that if it would happen, it would be huge news, so you'd be aware of it. In any of the instances where Jeffrey Epstein, Virginia Guffrey, any of the people who are closely associated with have been investigated, prosecuted for the crimes that we understand Jeffrey Epstein has committed, has Donald Trump been implicated in any way, shape or form in evidence, in testimony, in any reasonable way ever that you have heard be reported or discussed in your time reporting there in Capitol Hill?
Right. I mean, based off the testimony that we saw from the House Oversight Committee and some of the witnesses they brought in throughout their investigation, which happened over the last couple of months, based off of the files that have been released so far, it does not appear that either Donald Trump nor Bill Clinton have had any accusations in there that would be criminal as of right now. So I don't believe there's anything that we've seen that would implicate Donald Trump or implicate Bill Clinton, probably the two biggest names who've been wrapped up into this situation. Obviously, I think you saw what happened with the royal family, with one of the members of the monarchs, you know, facing some significant accusations to the point that they're removing his name from a number of the records there. But yeah, in terms of Donald Trump or Bill Clinton, for that matter, it doesn't seem like there's anything in there just yet.
Yeah. All right. Well, do you feel as though the Arizona senator, or excuse me, representative elect, is it going to be post shutdown? Is Speaker Johnson pretty committed to waiting until the shutdown is over in order to swear her in?
Speaker Johnson hasn't given any indication he's bringing them back anytime soon. So he has been pretty clear from the start. If Democrats reopen the government, then he'll bring them all back and she'll get sworn in. But we're still in a government shutdown, and it's been going on for a record amount of time. So I don't think as of right now, he has not given any indication that he's bringing them back for anything.
Well, I want to encourage folks who are listening right now to follow you on X at Ryan Schmelz Fox, because for Halloween, Ryan Schmelz was Chad Pergram. And have you been practicing this? Have you talked to Chad Pergram about your impersonation of him? Does he approve of it? Was he flattered by it?
Chad, by all indications, very much enjoyed it, because Chad was actually in the video towards the end where I pretty much got him to play himself and to confront me at the end of it, where I'm just like, Republicans will have to avoid striking out when it comes to negotiations. Then Chad comes up behind me and goes, call to the bullpen. Hey, Chad.
We love it. We love being able to talk to both of you.
I don't know. I think I just like kind of started doing it one day. Actually, I think when I realized I actually had the impersonation down, it was when Matt Gaetz dropped out of the AG nomination, because it happened while we were mid podcast recording, and the audio is pretty classic in and of itself, where I had to like cut Chad off and go, Chad, you need to check your email right now. This is not good. And Chad's like, okay. And then he just kind of darts off and doesn't even acknowledge that he's no longer able to record the podcast. He just kind of runs off because, you know, we had a huge breaking news story happening. Yeah. And so I would go around to people and reenact it because I thought the story was hilarious. And I'd be like, yeah, so Chad was like, well, what's going on here? Oh, okay. Yeah. Matt Gaetz dropped out. Okay. Yeah.
He's legendary, and we're always grateful for you both when you visit the show, and you did a great job on that Halloween costume. Ryan Schmelz, thanks for being with us today. That's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, Ernie. Have a good one.
We'll talk to Chad Pergram soon this week. We appreciate you. Oh, man, I love it. That's great. Ryan Schmelz, the Fox News Radio Capitol Hill and White House correspondent. Go see his impersonations on his X account, Ryan Schmelz Fox. Quick break. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.